Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7, streaming at 680thefan.com. You can actually click and watch the show. Hey, everybody. You want to do that? Easily done. Got The Fan mobile app. You can listen on the smart speaker. South Point Financial Services sponsoring that. We are the college football voice of the South, the sports talk home of the number one Georgia Bulldogs. We've got Dog Week going on here on The Fan, and that's sponsored by Truist and Hooters. Buck Belue Show sponsored by Wellstar Health System. More than health care, people care. 10 o'clock hour on The Fan, brought to you by the Haug Law Group. More at hauglawgroup.com. Nerney in the house. Derek Thomas ready to roll. Adam Gillespie producing the show outside the studio today. Doing a great job for us. Nerney, back from Athens yesterday, had the trip over there. It went well. And good to be back in the studio with you guys today.
Did you get any of that? You had mentioned to me during the break that there was a food set up, a lunch drop-off up there in Athens. Did you get any before Adam cleaned house, or how'd that work out?
Yeah, half a sandwich on the way out the door, and that was enough for me. Not really a big eater these days. But, yeah, good day yesterday. And looking forward to sharing some of that with you as we get the show started, which we'll do right now.
Buck's Big Take.
There is a cool, confident atmosphere in Athens at the Georgia Football Complex this week. Yesterday, I looked Coach Kirby Smart and his top players. I looked him in the eye. I read the body language.
What's up, Buck?
I listened to what they had to say and how they said it. This Bulldogs team believes that it's their time. These guys believe that they will take down Alabama in the SEC championship game on Saturday. There was none of this smack talk that you see going on at many other places. No trash talking. There was no early week adrenaline rush. You know, when you look at these guys on a Monday or a Tuesday, and you go, wow, they're already fired up. There was none of that. There was a calmness, a quiet, confidence surrounding this team that's easy to recognize. This just in. The Alabama Crimson Tide, they're in a heap of trouble on Saturday. Unless something crazy happens, Georgia will beat Alabama, move on to the college football playoffs undefeated, and ready to rumble towards their first national championship since 1980.
Thank you, Buck.
No reason to read any tea leaves. You can just see it in their eye. And enjoyed the fact, too, that it wasn't any smack talk, although it really helps hype up the game when you've got one team doing some of it. You don't get it from the Georgia Bulldogs. And you'll hear some of that during the course of the week this week. Atmosphere a little different down on the flats in the hashtag 404, Nerney, as we had yesterday talking about Jeff Collins having to fire three of his trusted assistant coaches, which is typical for a coach that's in trouble. They say, we're going to give you another year, but you're going to have to fire some of these guys because we got to show the fan base and the public that somebody's to blame here for another three-win season. And then overnight, the news breaks that Georgia Tech's best player, Jahmyr Gibbs, the young running back out of Dalton, has decided to move on. Had a breakout season this year. And I can only imagine what's running through his mind. And my reading the tea leaves on this one Jahmyr Gibbs is tired of losing.
Gone.
Tired of these three-win seasons. Has lost faith in the Georgia Tech coaching staff led by Jeff Collins and their ability to get this program turned around. In spite of the email that the athletic director, Todd Stansberry, sent out overnight. And Jahmyr Gibbs is looking to put this behind him, move on to a better place. And I tell you, just researching this overnight into the morning, this morning, it looks like Jahmyr Gibbs in the mix. Three colleges really stood out from some of the other rumors and reports that are floating around. Michigan State. They've got to replace Kenneth Walker, one of the Heisman Trophy candidates that has had such a huge year running the ball for the Spartans. They'll be in the mix. I believe they've got another running back already talking about signing up and joining Michigan State. And now Jahmyr Gibbs are going all in on Jahmyr Gibbs up at East Lansing, trying to get him to come join Mel Tucker and the Spartan football team. Then you've got a couple of SEC programs that are trying to lure Jahmyr Gibbs in. And why wouldn't they? This guy is one of these running backs that's got the entire skill set that you look for in a back. He can run it between the tackles. He can get it outside. He can outrun linebackers, safeties, and defensive backs. He can catch the ball and do dangerous things in the passing game. A complete running back. And it looks like the Tennessee Volunteers are interested in luring in Jahmyr Gibbs. Josh Heupel needs a featured running back in that system that he has. You know what? He does run the ball a little bit more. He's got the reputation for running this air raid thing where they're going to throw it 100 times in a game. He showed you this year he's looking for a little bit of balance. And I would anticipate they would use that trying to sell Gibbs on coming to Knoxville. And then, well, the Alabama Crimson Tide, as the rich try to get richer. They've got some running back issues going on right now. In fact, they're down to one healthy running back coming into this game on Saturday against Georgia. Brian Robinson, their lead back this season, a little dinged up right now. He's been an impact running back for him this year. He's been the lead dog, so to speak, over in Tuscaloosa. He's going to be moving on. Eligibility's up. And reportedly, Alabama jumping into the sweepstakes to bring in Jahmyr Gibbs to play for the Alabama Crimson Tide in the next couple of years. Michigan State, Tennessee, and Alabama. And there'll be far more teams jumping into the sweepstakes. Those are the ones I've been able to identify working sources and reading what's out there online. These three teams have jumped to the front of the line for Jahmyr Gibbs, Nerney.
And so basically with the transfer portal, we've opened up free agency for college athletes, right? So if I'm comparing this to the NFL free agency, he is the number one target in the entire country. And that's embarrassing. It's shameful as a Georgia Tech fan because, you know, a couple of years ago when we had a top 25 class, this guy was the reason that it was a top 25 class. He is that talented. I don't care what school he goes to, how their depth chart looks at running back. He will find playing time immediately wherever he goes. He's that talented of a player.
Yeah, and I was a little surprised this year that you had the offensive coordinator and Collins. They didn't really feature him the way I thought he was going to be featured. And I know that Mason is a fine running back, and you need to, a little bit of a 1-2 punch. But most Saturdays I sat wondering, how come they didn't get him more touches in games? I mean, there were only a handful of games where he got 20 touches.
Yeah, I mean, he's the type of player, and I think that this may have been part of the downfall of Georgia Tech's offense this year, is that they tried to run this offense based on Jeff Sims instead of Jahmyr Gibbs. And towards the end of the year, they tried to make that switch, but unfortunately he got banged up against Georgia, taking on N'Kobe Dean, I think, rushing up the A-gap. I think that's how he got banged up. But, it hurts. I mean, and the thing that hurts the most is, as a Georgia Tech fan, you don't have a whole lot of hope right now, okay? Half of the coaching staff is fired. You know you're going to take a hit in recruiting. Obviously the optics of the game that you were at on Saturday with all the red in the stands. So there's very little hope for Georgia Tech. The little hope that we had as Tech fans was Jahmyr Gibbs, was that regardless of how we look anywhere else, regardless of what the coaching staff looks like, we still have the best running back in the ACC coming back next year. Well, now that hope is gone.
The other dynamic I wonder about is how many of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket fans out there have animosity towards Jahmyr Gibbs for doing what he's doing. Nerney, do you have any of that?
No, not a bit. Listen, he wants to win. I want the type of player that he is. Okay, he's not happy with being, because it's not like he wasn't productive. He was the number three all-purpose offensive player this year, number three in the entire country. He was getting reps, but he wants to win. All right, so no, especially, and then you look at what's happened in the college landscape with the coaches over the last 48 hours and everybody leaving town. I am thankful that he has a portal to be able to do what he wants to do and go play.
Tech coaching staff did a good job recruiting him out of high school. It was sort of a leap of faith, I was thinking at the time, when he did commit and sign with Georgia Tech, a leap of faith that a five-star, top-rated, one of the top running back prospects in the country would risk going to Georgia Tech during this transition, knowing that there would be some tough times there. If I was a Tech man, I would not hold any animosity towards Jahmyr Gibbs. He gave it his best shot. He hung around for 2 years. He gave you what he had. He saw that, well, that it wasn't going to turn around quickly. And now he's looking to go somewhere and capitalize on his skill set. Go somewhere where he can win. Go somewhere where he can get the most out of his talent. So I would not hold any animosity towards Gibbs moving forward. Unless he went to Alabama. No, I'm teasing.
I mean, if he goes to Georgia, then you know, I might have a little issue.
Yeah, well, that's sort of, I mean, John Dewberry is the only guy that's been able to get away with that. I mean, that's the unwritten rule there. You can't go from Tech to Georgia or from Georgia to Tech. I mean, how many guys have you seen done that, do that? John Dewberry comes to mind, and boy, the 2 years that he played where they beat Georgia, boy, he's still smiling about those two upsets.
There was a cornerback from Georgia. I forgot. His name is.
Yeah. I mean, you can count these guys on one hand.
Yeah, it's not
that have pulled off something like that. Yeah, it's an unwritten rule there. You can't go to your bitter rival in a transfer situation. Gibbs, Michigan State, Tennessee, Alabama. We'll hear more probably coming down in the coming weeks about where he may end up. All right, we got Dog Week going on here on The Fan, and in honor of that, we've got Stetson Bennett coming up on the Bulldog Roundtable at 10:35. Coming up next, though, two epic matchups in the Georgia-Alabama game. I'm going to break it down for you. Coming up next, then we'll get into the coaching carousel. It's the Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
I think the guy's one of the most.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
You know, dominant players in college football, and any defensive lineman, I guess you can look at a lot of things, but the number one thing is how hard are they to block? And he's really hard to block. So, you know, he's got great size. He's very powerful, but he's got really good, you know, initial quickness, short area quickness, and can push the pocket and pass rush. He's about as good a player as I've seen for a long time as an inside player on any college football team.
Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday of Dog Week here on The Fan. Nick Saban's still a little hoarse from the Iron Bowl. He's probably going to work that out during the course of the week. Put a little honey in the tea. That might be able to help out. I think he likes the Milo's sweet tea. But that's just an educated guess. So the Bulldogs and the Alabama Crimson Tide coming up on Saturday, man, and it's going to be a huge day. Looking forward to the matchup, and I've been busy breaking this one down and looking forward to sharing some of that with you during the course of the week. And What I thought I would do today is hit the two biggest matchups, two critical matchups in this game, and there's one on each side of the ball. And would love to hear what you have to say about it. 404-231-1680, the number you want to get in here. We always appreciate you being a part of the show. Let's start with matchup number one. And it starts with Big 99 for the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm anticipating you're going to see Jordan Davis recognized as the All-American, first-team All-American defensive tackle, nose tackle, as these teams will be released in the coming days and weeks. You're going to see Jordan Davis as a first-team All-American. Nick Saban, busy talking about him over in Tuscaloosa. So he's showing up, and I sat down with him yesterday. You're going to hear that interview a little later in the week. Jordan Davis is ready to go. He's healthy. He's motivated. And he's anxious to get on the field Saturday. And why wouldn't he, right? I mean, he would be willing to take on the best interior lineman in college football and believe that he's going to get the best of that matchup. Now, you look at Alabama and where they're at right now. If I was a Crimson Tide fan, man, I'd be nervous about the center position over at Alabama. The cat Dahl Court has an ankle injury, and it must have hindered his performance level over at Jordan-Hare Stadium this past Saturday, because at halftime, they got his butt out of there. They made a change. Dahl Court, you're out. And they put in McLaughlin, I believe he's from Buford. Played at Buford High School, I believe. McLaughlin, who had played very little this season, was inserted there for the second half of the Iron Bowl. They've also got Owens, who spent most of the first half of the year at right tackle. And then recently, in recent weeks, you've seen Owens move over and get a little playing time at center. So Alabama right now, going into the SEC championship game, they are totally unsettled at the center position. And guess who the center is matched up against? All-American nose tackle Jordan Davis. How's that going to work out? I would say advantage Georgia in that matchup. And really, that's where it all begins, right? At the point of attack, you may have heard this through the years. When you're around people that know football inside and out, the point of attack is so important in a football game, whether you want to run it or pass it. And right now, the point of attack is a huge advantage for the Georgia Bulldogs. Whether it's Dahl Court with that tender ankle, whether it's McLaughlin, who has gotten very little playing time and played that second half against Auburn, or whether it's Owens, who spent most of the time at right tackle. Totally unsettled. Georgia with the best nose tackle in college football this season. So advantage Georgia on that side of the ball. Now let's flip it over and look at the advantage that the Alabama Crimson Tide has. And they've got, apparently, they've got a big matchup advantage on this side of the ball. Because they've got All-American pass rusher. He's listed as an outside linebacker. I look at him as a defensive end. I mean, let's just be honest here. He's on the edge. He's bringing it in the pass rush. He's setting the edge against the run game. He's big and physical and plays like no other. Maybe the guy at Michigan, Hutchinson, is comparable. But I look at the top pass rusher in college football this season, and I'm not looking at the cat at Oregon or the guy at Michigan. I'm looking at the guy at Alabama, Will Anderson Jr., who has absolutely wreaked havoc all season long. He's the alpha dog on this Alabama team. And so who will he be matched up against? And you see him on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I would think they would probably want to isolate him on the right side of the defensive line, where he's taking on the Georgia left offensive tackle in this matchup in the SEC title game. Because as I found out yesterday, visiting in Athens, and you heard it on the press conference we had here on the Fan with Kirby Smart, Jamari Sawyer, the senior offensive tackle, is questionable for the game on Saturday. And he's missed the last four games with a foot injury. It looked like he was rehabbing the injury and was coming along and was ready to go last week against Georgia Tech. But re-injured the foot last week during practice getting ready for the game. And they weren't letting on how serious that was. But any setback for a man that weighs 325 pounds, as far as a foot injury goes, sounds like a big setback to me. And so this means that Georgia will be going with sophomore left tackle Broderick Jones in the ball game, in run blocking and then in pass blocking, protecting Stetson Bennett. So Broderick Jones has started 4 football games this season, getting his first playing time for the Dogs. And he's got to take on the beast, the animal, the best pass rusher, in my opinion, in college football, and Will Anderson Jr. Alabama might want to line him up on Broderick Jones from start to finish, 1 through 4 quarters, through the fourth quarter in this game. Don't even line him up over McClendon on the other side. You want your best guy going up against the second-team offensive tackle for Georgia and Broderick Jones. And look, I've been impressed with Broderick Jones. He has stepped in for Sawyer and has done a really good job. I mean, I don't confess to be some know-it-all when it comes to offensive linemen, but I do feel like I know a good lineman when I see one. He's a 5-star recruit. He's gotten bigger and stronger. He's paid some dues. Looks like he's got a pretty good grip on the offense. He's still making some mistakes. But this is a tall order for Broderick Jones to be able to handle Will Anderson Jr. So advantage Alabama on this side of the ball. 2 huge, epic matchups in the SEC title game. I expect Jordan Davis to win his matchup against the Tide center, whoever that might be. And sad to say, as a Bulldog, that I expect Will Anderson Jr. to win this matchup against Broderick Jones. Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, Coach Luke, the offensive line coach, I sure hope this week in the coaches' meetings they are planning on getting Broderick Jones some help trying to handle Will Anderson Jr. 404-231-1680, the number. Mike joins us on the Buck Belue Show. Mike, welcome, man. How's it going?
Man, Buck, we are doing great down here in Birmingham, Alabama. As a Dog fan down here, let me tell you how much grief I've been catching this week. It's been going absolutely nuts. I get the gamut. I've got everything from Georgia hadn't played nobody, they're not going to beat us, to go ahead and pack your bags for the national championship.
Yeah.
So it's all over the place down here in Birmingham. Forget what the talking heads are saying. These are actual fans. They're telling me, basically, Georgia's the better team, and Alabama is too beat up, too poor pitiful me. But then at the very last, they'll sneak in, oh, yeah, 2nd and 26. So it's been that kind of week for me, and I cannot wait till next week when I can wear that red and black proudly around Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, man. And I feel for you living over there in Birmingham. I know exactly what these guys are telling you, and I believe it 100%. Joseph, welcome to the Buck Belue Show on 680 The Fan. How are you, Joseph?
What's up, Buck? I'll be quick because I thought of a couple of things that I didn't tell your screener. But first one I was going to say is the Will Anderson one. You're right. If Sawyer doesn't play, I'm looking for either Washington or Fitzpatrick or even a running back to give him a chip on their way out or to bump him to give him a little help. And then also on our offensive side, I'm looking at our tight ends and our running backs against their linebackers. That's a mismatch for us all day long. I don't think they have anybody that can cover. There's nobody in the country that can cover zero. You got to get him in the game, and they better, and they get close to 10-yard line, 15-yard line in. I would get him in the game for sure. And then defensively, I think what's going to help us so much is they're missing their number one receiver in the first half, targeting, remember that, in the last game. And then Robinson's not playing. I don't care who you are. You played enough ball. You got a muscle pull. You ain't playing in a week. And if you are, you're about maybe 50 to 60%.
Hey, we appreciate you chiming in, man. They probably got some secret sauce over there they're rubbing on Robinson, trying to get him ready, because the drop-off from him to the only other running back they have that's healthy is a really big drop-off. They need Robinson in the worst of ways. 2 epic matchups. Can't wait to see how those two turn out. Looking for the place to tailgate before the big title championship game? Well, our tailgate is sold out, but stay in touch with us, man. Keep reading online and listening to the show here on 680 The Fan, all the shows, because we could release more tickets to the big tailgate coming up on Sun Saturday. Likely to release more to our big championship game tailgate coming up on Saturday. It's presented by Fleet Cards USA. The party gets underway at 12:30, Marietta Street in Centennial. And we want to thank our sponsors, Fleet Cards USA, Corona, Monster Energy, Maker's Mark, the Georgia Peanut Commission, Anderson Power Services, Georgia Beef Board, Bojangles, and Lidl Food Market. Remember now, more if you didn't get in yet. Keep checking out 680 The Fan, likely to release more opportunities to come be a part of the tailgate. Let's hit a college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the college football nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Yeah, the big news breaking overnight. Brian Kelly's leaving Notre Dame for LSU. This one came out of nowhere. Reportedly, LSU hit him up earlier in the process. He said, no, man. LSU checked back with Brian Kelly, and he said, I'm ready to listen. 12 seasons as the Notre Dame head coach, and will leave the winningest head coach in Irish history with 92 wins. Played in a national championship game, two college football playoffs. Those didn't go very well. But he's a winning coach, and I've been so impressed with him. And I've said it here on 680 The Fan. A couple of years ago, I told the story that I was told by a very reliable source that Brian Kelly's wife, after one game, Notre Dame was on national TV, and he looked miserable over there on the sideline. You look miserable. Why would anybody want to come play for you? And there was a change in Brian Kelly after that. You saw a more likable head coach. And LSU's bringing him on, man. And Brian Kelly is going to almost triple his salary in the move. Notre Dame, not known paying big dollars for their head coach. He was making $2.67 million as the winningest coach in Notre Dame history. LSU was paying, Coach O was making $9 million. You may have seen the numbers. Brian Kelly reportedly receiving a 10-year contract worth $95 million plus incentives. So here's a man that has tripled his salary by making this move. Now, you might be thinking, come on, man, you're leaving Notre Dame for LSU? Notre Dame's a way better job than LSU. Well, look, after 12 seasons at Notre Dame, maybe the man is ready for a new challenge. And at 60 years old, perhaps Brian Kelly was looking at this opportunity as his last chance to cash in with the big money that's flying around college football. Tripled his salary. Now, which one of us wouldn't do that? Reports are Luke Fickell now will be the target for Notre Dame. This is interesting. Fickell reportedly at Cincinnati this year is making $3.4 million. Again, Kelly was making $2.67. Notre Dame's going to have to cough up a little more money.
It seems like they're living in the 1980s as far as salary goes. They're going to be competitive. They got to pony up.
Nernie, what they're saying is, well, you'll get to be the coach at Notre Dame. Goes far beyond money. Not so much. They're going to have to step it up if they're going to get Fickell. He's not taking a pay cut to go take that job.
Being the head coach at Notre Dame isn't quite what it was, say,
when Ara Parsegian was the guy.
40 years ago, yeah.
Buck, let me ask you, would you be showing up to the 7 a.m. meeting that Brian Kelly called in a text message to his players, said he wanted to speak with them this morning?
Yeah, I'd want to see what he had to say.
Yeah. I feel like I might just sit outside for that one. I don't know. I understand the move. You're tripling my size. That's the only reason you need to give. Number out, then yeah, I'm gone.
Right. And then maybe a new challenge. Look, last chance to cash in is 60 years old. Turned 60 this year. There you go. Welcome to the SEC, coach. I think he's a really outstanding football coach. And I like the new attitude that he has. And you tip your cap to his wife. You look absolutely miserable down on the sideline. Got to change that. Nobody's going to want to come play for you. LSU's loving on him right now. We will we'll have the college football, my top five. We'll save that as we move on in the show, because right now it is time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs, and it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Hanging out with Stetson Bennett, getting ready for the big SEC championship game with Alabama. This whole season's got to be a dream come true for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's pretty cool. Hopefully we can finish it off the right way.
When you look at Alabama, and I'm just assuming your preparation, you're working overtime on that. What do you see when you watch Alabama defensively?
Just the, you know, how well coached they are in the execution. And how well they disguise what they're going to do, make you think it's going to be something else, and then play something completely different, especially on third downs. The types of players that they recruit, you know, how good they are, physical, fast, quick. You know, they're exactly what you want whenever you want to put together a football team.
Looks like you and Coach Monken have worked really well together. He's highlighting your strengths, putting you in a great spot. What kind of job has he done this year, you think?
He's an excellent strategist. He knows, you know, this team and the roster in and out. He uses our strengths and tries to avoid our weaknesses, which every coach should do. He tailors the game plan to what we need to win the game, and you know, he doesn't try to force what he thinks is best on the players. He adapts to his players and to the opponent that we're going to have this week.
Forgive me for looking back, but got to ask you about a couple of the throws against Georgia Tech last Saturday. For me, I thought your best throw was Jermaine Burton, just a beautiful touch pass for the touchdown. Walk us through that play.
Yeah, so it's just regular six-man sort protection. We got a take route by Jermaine on the outside, a wheel route by Brock. You got a cross route by Karras, in route by AD. The back leaks into the flat after protection. Just standard crossing route that every team has. They went quarters. They kind of doubled Brock. Safety, as soon as he saw his pass, sprinted over to take Brock along with the wheel backer. And nobody was in the middle of the field after that happened, and Jermaine ran a great route.
Perfect throw.
Yep. Good timing. Got it out before his break, and that's where the trust and the reps all come into play. And, you know, it was the way offense is supposed to look.
I thought the most amazing play for me was the Brock Bowers long touchdown catch and run. Again, a beautiful throw, a crossing route, dig route maybe.
It was just a little glance route. They dropped eight, went three double cloud, rushed three. Darnell did a good job grabbing the wheel backer and giving me an area to throw it to Brock.
Isn't the most amazing thing is seeing him run away from those defensive.
Yeah, players. I threw it, and you know, I knew there was space for him there. And then, you know, the middle safety is like, all right, well, you know, it was a good gain, 20 yards. I figured he was going to get tackled around the 50. And then then Ladd did a great job transitioning because he had a divide route, and he transitioned, kind of sprung Brock. And I mean, Brock's just a special athlete. I ran over to Coach Smart and was like, dude's a freak. And he just looked at me, he's like, a freak. And, you know, those are always good drives and a boost to the passing stats.
Man, I did a double take when I saw Pickens out there. Mm-hmm. You got him the ball, a little hitch route, and got him involved there. That had to be impressive seeing his road back.
Yeah, just the way he's attacked his recovery and, you know, the way he loves football and wants to get out there with us, you know. I want to get the ball in his hands. He's got to do a better job of ball security. Can't be waving around like that. But, you know, I guess it's forgivable with him being out there in his first touch. But, he knows that he's got to work on that. But yeah, it's always great to have a player of his level out there.
Love the way how you guys have involved the running backs in the passing attack. Mm-hmm. Monken's scheme allows for that.
Mm-hmm.
Saw McIntosh with a big play. Mm-hmm. James Cook's been big for you all year long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know, the way this game is, you know, kind of morphed into more of a passing game. I mean, those kinds of backs have become more valuable because of the, you know, the different level, the different things that they can bring other than just running the football. And when teams have to account for them in the passing game, then it just makes an offense more dynamic.
Are you so locked into the moment? Have you thought about next year and what you're going to do?
Yeah, no, I you know, that time will come when it comes. Right now we've all got a job to do to win this game this week and then, you know, a few more down the road.
Well, it's been a fun ride, man, watching you go out and get the job done like you have, man. Been so impressed with the job you've been doing. Best of luck the rest of the year. And these Bulldog fans are on fire, man. They want to see another one of these championships.
Yep.
Hope you guys can bring it home.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for having me.
All right, great time with Stetson Bennett. We chatted for a few minutes after the interview ended. He was trying to hurry up and get to a quarterback meeting, but I was telling him how – you know, some of the doubters out there motivating. Was it motivating to him, including myself? And told him how Lindsey Scott, my go-to receiver, had gotten on my butt hard about all this. And Lindsey goes way back with Stetson's family. He knows his dad, his uncle, his brother. He knows everybody in that family. And my man Lindsey was on me for weeks about my take on the quarterback spot. But great. For the first time, sitting down with Stetson Bennett and talking Bulldog football. We've got more to come. We'll talk about Ozuna being back with the Atlanta Braves and got a couple of other notes we'll bring to you next. Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. It's the Buck Belue Show on The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
Thank you for listening here to 680 and 93.7. A great week to be a part of Sports Talk Radio. And it's been an awesome year, 2021. Saw the Braves win the World Championship. And now we're watching the Georgia Bulldogs make a run at the National Championship for the first time since 1980. Hopefully. Nernie, what do you say we chop it up? Get this Braves news
time
out there.
Talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
First pitch. A fly ball. Deep center. Going back. Kane at the wall. That is good!
Oh!
Ready! First pitch. And he sends a shockwave through the ballpark, and they're going crazy here in Atlanta.
Yeah, we're going crazy in Atlanta. There's no doubt about that. Freddie Freeman, the free agency watch, day number 23. And there's no news to report today. He's still without the contract offer that he's looking for. Reportedly, the holdup is the sixth year on the extension. Has not come his way yet. Reportedly, but some big news coming down overnight. Marcell Ozuna, Braves expecting maybe that he would be suspended as we started the 2022 season. Not so much yesterday. Major League Baseball office released a statement saying that Marcell Ozuna had served a 20-game suspension retroactive, which means that he's expected to return immediately to start the 2022 season when training camp opens in Northport. Expect Marcell Ozuna to be there day number one. Now, he still has 3 years left on a contract, paying him $18 million a year. So that, the old math would say $54 million. Now, I checked in with one of my most trusted Brave sources, and here's what he had to say. He says, I'm told they have to pay him, which is correct. So I believe the Braves are hoping for a universal DH in the CBA negotiations, and that the Braves will bring him to Northport. You may have seen the news, too. Ozuna planning on playing winter ball, which he needs to play, being out for most of last season. Looks like Marcell Ozuna is back in the mix with the Atlanta Braves. Hey, congrats to Snit on that option getting picked up. And we'll take all the relievers we can get. Hopefully Kirby Yates, that arm will give him no more problems. And you got a guy that, well, you can lean on in the upcoming season coming out of the bullpen. And there's our segment, Chopping It Up, for you. We talk about our world champion Braves. Man, I can't wait to see how this all unfolds as far as what will Anthopoulos do with the outfield. You got Ronald Acuna coming back. You would anticipate you plug and play in right field. You got Pache that showed last year he couldn't hit it with a tennis racket. Maybe that was just rookie challenges that he was going through. They'll bring him to camp. He'll be making the minimum. He can play defense. You wonder if he'll be able to hit. And then you got all these free agents out there that played for you, helped you win that World Series title. Duvall, Soler, the little left-hander that hit it really well out there, is a liability out in left field. You wonder who the Braves will bring back and what they will add to that outfield coming up next season. Hey, let's get my college football top five out there.
The best in college football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for Buck Ballew's Top 5.
Top 5, I'm going to start with Oklahoma State. The Cowboys checking in at number 5 this week. Win that Big 12 championship. You see Alabama lose to Georgia this weekend. Oklahoma State looks like they'll be the Big 12 champ, moving on to the college football playoffs. But this week, got the Cowboys number 5. How about them Cowboys? Number 4, the Cincinnati Bearcats, undefeated. Group of 5 team trying to be the first to make it to the college football playoffs. They beat Notre Dame earlier this season. Bearcats checking in at 4. I've got Michigan 3. Wolverines under Harbaugh beating Ohio State for the very first time. Getting some respect throughout college football this week. I've got Michigan 3. Alabama number 2. And I know they've struggled a little bit here in recent weeks. They've played some close games. Got some issues going on. But I continue to believe that if Alabama played Michigan right now, they would beat Michigan. If Alabama played Cincinnati, they would beat the Bearcats right now. If they teed it up against Oklahoma State this weekend, they would beat the Cowboys. Alabama 2, Georgia number 1. Wanted to clear up one thing a caller mentioned about Jameson Williams, and I brought this up yesterday and misspoke on it. Jameson Williams, the big play wide receiver for Alabama, got a targeting call in the first half against Auburn in the Iron Bowl, sat out the rest of the game. Now, the new rule is that if the targeting penalty comes in the first half, you sit out the rest of the game, and then you're back ready to start the next week. So Georgia will have to handle Jameson Williams for 4 quarters in the game on Saturday. So that's that. That brings us to the final word. $100 million. That's the new going rate, the market value for the top college football head coaches. Check out Mel Tucker's deal at Michigan State. Check out Brian Kelly's deal at LSU. Check Lincoln Riley's sweet contract. Reportedly, he's getting at USC. Getting a big home they're going to pay for, too, apparently. Next up, Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, who is now overdue for a contract extension. Josh Brooks and the executive board better get ready to pay up after this season comes to an end. Repeat after me. 10 years, $100 million plus. Kirby's got a huge payday coming, regardless of how this season ends.
Thank you, Buck.
And you can take that to the bank. The SEC Championship game, it means more than ever this year, and Hooters is your home to get ready for the big game. Hang out with 680 The Fan on-air talent and win tickets to the big game. Join 680 The Fan live at Hooters in Douglasville coming up on Thursday from 11 to 6. And again on Friday at Hooters Mall of Georgia to win two pairs tickets to the championship game. Hooters, Wings, Beer, and world-famous Hooters girls giving you the chance to win tickets to the big championship game. Got to be present to win. We'll see you those 2 days leading up to the big game at Hooters. You want to get in? Here's a way in. Nerney, Derek Thomas, Gillespie, we appreciate you guys. You're the real stars of this show. I'm just reading the teleprompter. It's going to do it for the Baloo Show today. Nick and Chris coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Great to see you, Buck.
Thanks, Coach.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.